Tablet 4, Genesis, Chapter 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Genesis 1, verse 1. Consciousness, when unmanifested, is in the state of beingness. It is formless, nameless, invisible, and eternal, neither male nor female. It is pure consciousness, divine will, as an observer of the universe. It is pure intuition. Consciousness is passive and neutral. When the same consciousness is engaged in planning and guiding the universe, it becomes pure divine logic, Father, or El. Sattva-guna is passive and positive, neither male nor female. Rajaguna, energy, is active and neutral. When it is activated and also remains neutral, because it has no polarity, it becomes unconditional love or divine grace, Mother. When divine logic, Father, and divine grace, Mother, are present, then God is the Father, Mother, God, Elohim. When only divine logic is present, God is the Father. Divine Mother is when God is pure divine grace. Tamaguna is passive and negative, neither male nor female. When Tamaguna dominates, man falls into his lower nature. God called this state pure consciousness that he himself was in, heaven. And the state of being lost and under the influence of the tamaguna, he called earth, hell. So heaven and hell, earth, were created. As it is explained, through crudification of consciousness, the mind, ego, three gunas, is manifested. Therefore, pure consciousness is beyond all of these three gunas or any other grosser manifestation. That is why it can by no means be explained in any level of the manifested world, including the ethereal. Neither can it be understood in the mental state. Anything which can be explained or is explained is not pure consciousness. Pure consciousness only can be known with direct experience. However, consciousness is interwoven into everything which is or is not. Pure consciousness is the state of equilibrium of the three gunas, mind. Do not be concerned about reaching God, pure consciousness. Take each day as it comes. Meditate, observe, contemplate to do His will. Live in God. This will earn His grace. Only through His grace is salvation possible. One day, a surge of great love, light, and higher thoughts will dawn on you. It is then that you know God is with you. Eventually, the goal will be achieved. You will be one. And the earth was without form and void. Genesis 1, verse 2a. The earth, or hell, is not a place, nor has any shape. It is a state of consciousness. It is where the soul consciousness is under the influence of the tamaguna, feeling separate and lost. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. Genesis 1, verse 2b. Father, God, has complete control of the universe by the universal mind or the three gunas. The sattva guna of the universe is the intelligent or decision-making part of the universal mind, mahatattva. The rajaguna in the universe is the recognizing part of the universal mind, ahamtattva. The tamaguna in the universe is the visualizing part, or the screen of the universal mind, citta. Through the universal mind, God saw his universe, consciousness. It was in a state of chaos, lost, and in darkness, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Because of this chaos, God decided to bring the lost unit consciousnesses under his control and help them reach pure consciousness, become one with him. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, Genesis 1, verse 2c. Water is the symbol for manifested consciousness, ether. So God moved in the universe, water, through his universal mind, Spirit of God, and brought the lost unit consciousness under his control. The I Ching sign in the horizontal position symbolizes a unit consciousness in the state of ignorance, being lost and in darkness, with its spiritual power in the latent state, or not realized, awakened. And God said, "Let there be light," Genesis 1, verse 3a. God created great compassion for those lost souls. He projected his light, Christ, into the universe. He desired, willed, that the lost universe might reach pure consciousness. Let there be light. And the Word was made flesh. John 1, verse 14. Because the Word was made flesh, he had to go through the same struggle as any other flesh. With his grace with him, he started to realize the influences of the three gunas over himself. He began to meditate on his moods. He realized that he went from a state of happiness and feeling of belonging to the universe, or at least to a small part of it, to a state of complete separation and self-centeredness. He realized that when he feels he belongs to the universe, or at least to a part of it, a happiness is created. And when he feels lonely and separated, great stress and unhappiness prevails.